With SRN News, I'm Peters reporting freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest, freezing temperatures as far south as Florida and sub-zero temperatures in the Midwest, and the cold weather is not over. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says a new storm system is on the way.
There's going to be one more shot of really cold Arctic air that sinks southward out of Canada into the middle part of the country on Thursday and then eastward into the eastern U.S. on Friday. However, after that, it looks like the weather pattern changes and the temperatures are going to be becoming more mild as we get into the beginning and middle part of next week.
Authorities in the Pacific Northwest are urging people to stay off the roads while the ice storm passes through. A judge on Wednesday declined to dismiss the case against a U.S. Marine veteran charged with manslaughter for placing a man in a deadly chokehold aboard a New York City subway train. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the death last May of Jordan Neely, a former Michael Jackson impersonator who witnesses say was shouting and begging for money on a Manhattan train. Penny pinned Neely to the ground with the help of two other passengers and held him in a chokehold for more than 3 minutes. Penny has said he acted to protect himself and others. Penny's attorney said after the decision that they were looking ahead to the trial, which could begin in the fall. Penny is white, Neely was black. His death became a flashpoint in the nation's ongoing debate over racial justice and crime. Julie Walker, New York.
A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry says a shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by Hamas has reached the Gaza Strip. The medicine arrived in Gaza on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 94 points, the Nasdaq dropped 88, the S&P lower by 26. This is SRN News. The primaries have begun and the 2024 election season is upon us. Popular Christian author and apologist Alex McFarland says it's time for believers to consider carefully how they'll cast their ballots.
If you love God and country, you have to use your vote as a stewardship. Your sacred assignment is to serve God, serve your family, be a good citizen.
And he says clergymen need to send that message to their congregations.
The vast majority of ministers never speak to moral, social, and political issues, while the vast majority of parishioners want their clergy to do this.
Several studies indicate that there are still large numbers of self-identified Christians who are not registered to vote or do not participate in most elections. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom will not sign a proposed ban on tackle football for kids under 12.
A bill to gradually phase out tackle football for kids under 12 had passed a legislative committee last week. The bill had to pass the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance at becoming law this year. But Newsom's pledge not to sign the bill into law effectively ends the proposal's chances. Advocates say the ban would protect kids from the risk of brain injury. But opponents say the ban would have cut off kids from a source of activity and exercise. John Scott reports.
After years of secretly snapping up property for plans to build a new California city, a company backed by Silicon Valley billionaires is taking the pitch to voters. The Forever California company plans to submit paperwork Wednesday to ask voters on the November ballot to allow them to build the city on agricultural land in Solano County that's now protected. More details at SRNnews.com.